You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now it's Porter Gustin who joins us on the show. Porter, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me on.
How are you enjoying the media attention that you're getting as well as the fan attention that you're getting after Thursday night's game?
I'm enjoying the positive. So it's a little different this year, you know, being with the media, talking, doing everything online, virtual. So it's cool. It's good to have a little positive media attention again. So.
You know, it's very interesting that you were somebody who became a four-star recruit. You're getting attention from all of the best programs in college football, and you come out and you prove right away that, you know, you're going to be a big-time factor, you know, out west and maybe around college football. And then the injuries happen. And so fans here are like, well, who is this guy? And we see it on Thursday night in front of a national audience. You know, the big hit on Joe Burrow, you seem right place, right time. You're beating their offensive line. And for us, it's like, who is this guy? But for you, this is kind of what you probably expected all along, was it not?
I mean, obviously with the injuries in college, but, you know, I came in, I was confident. I knew what kind of potential I had and the abilities I had, and I knew I just needed to go out and display that and, you know, prove myself. So it was expected, but, I mean, it's not easy. And then coming to the NFL, I still had a long way to go, and I think I've made a lot of improvements. So it was good to be able to display that Thursday night in front of, in a spotlight in front of America.
Yeah. Yeah, well, obviously this situation you'd think is not ideal for a lot of young NFL players. Wasn't a lot of practice time this offseason, very disheveled, no preseason games. So how, given that, were you able to elevate yourself over some others? I mean, Browns cut some players that, you know, some fans were surprised at, and a lot of it had to do with your play. So how were you able to do that?
Well, going into this, I knew I was – guys out, and you know, that's not an easy thing to do in the NFL, especially coming in. And you know, there's a lot of coaches kind of you know, have guys in mind just based on the film. And you know, unfortunately, I didn't have a lot of film out there, so I knew I needed to come in and improve myself. And that's something that motivated me through the off season. And at the same time, I knew there was a lot of adversity going on in the off season for everybody, not just myself. So I kind of use that to motivate myself and be able to thrive in adversity and work through it. Whereas, you know, a lot of players probably didn't have that mindset, and I use that to my advantage. So that's something that I've been focused on, you know, the whole off season. I knew the challenge ahead of me, and I was just able to capitalize on that and come into training camp, you know, maybe more prepared than a lot of the players. So.
Port Augustine joining us on the show. How does the defensive scheme match your skill set?
As far as the front four, I think that this scheme particularly, you know, lets us play aggressive, lets us play downhill and everything moving forward. So there's not a lot of thinking involved in certain aspects of the scheme. And for me, I think that benefits me all the way.
You were signed to the team late last year, about halfway through the season, I should say. A lot of us are going, well, how's it different? Because we didn't get a chance to see you guys. So there's not a whole lot that we can see that's a big change, and there's only been two games. Can you give us an example about how maybe things are different with this coaching staff compared to the previous coaching staff that we can really sink our teeth into and use and talk about this coaching staff?
Yeah, you know, the biggest thing I would say, I guess there's a couple things. From day one, they've really emphasized just a winning culture and trying to get that changed and be talking about winning all the time. I think that's something that the Browns have needed for a while, and that's something that this coaching staff is really emphasizing and trying to get stuck in our heads. And you know, I think it's working well. And the other thing, like I said earlier, as far as you know, the scheme and defensively and specifically the D-line is, they're allowing us to play fast and play physical and play you know, aggressive, moving upfield forward without a ton of thinking. And I think when you're able to do that and just play fast and let it go, then it benefits everybody. So
being able to do that, has that allowed the game to slow down for you and make you more disruptive across the defensive line?
Yeah, no doubt. And then, I mean, obviously, it's my second year, so just the extra experience and maturity and, you know, the knowledge that I've gained and really been able to, you know, fine-tune a couple things just over time. So that helps as well. And then again, you know, in college I didn't play defensive end, so I didn't have my hand in the ground, and last year is my first year doing that. So getting a year of that under my belt and really getting comfortable doing that, I think, has helped me a lot.
Porter Gusson joining us on the hotline. All right, we got to cut to it right now because we have a lot of meatheads that listen to this show. And you at the combine, you put up 31 reps, and Myles Garrett, your teammate, at his combine put up 33. Now, that was back at the combines, respectively. Can you get him now? Mm-hmm. Is there any chance you could beat him now?
Man, that's a good question. Myles, that man is a freak. So, that's a good one.
Well, we've had
Here's
the question, because we've had our workout warriors critique his videos that he puts up on Instagram, and we have callers that will not accomplish anything, not even 1/100th of what Myles Garrett will accomplish in their lives, and they're critiquing him, kind of like me critiquing your pass rush. Do you think when you see Myles form, do you think there are some issues? Do you think he's cheating?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that you'll ever be critiqued by somebody that's better than you in that way. So, you know, when people are critiquing you, they're hating. So from the videos I've seen, I don't think there's anything wrong there. And, you know, at the same time, if we really want to get down to it, we're not power lifters, we're football players. So everything that he's doing and the technique that he's doing, there's a reason for it. And it's not a Olympic power lifting, you know. But, there's certainly no issue there with me. And as far as pass rush, he's very helpful. It could be considered critique, but I think it's more so – you know, giving pointers and helping and really being helpful and positive. So it's
well. One thing we noticed out of camp, Porter Gusson joining us on the show, is that again we couldn't see a lot of you guys at all, and we were hearing some reports. You know, Jedrick Wills, he's struggling a little bit, and we're going, well, he's struggling with Myles Garrett, and they're going, well, he's also struggling with Porter Gusson. Well, you've been good. And Jedrick Wills has been good so far. Do you believe you've made Jedrick Wills better?
Yeah, absolutely. I think everybody on the D-line has made everybody on the O-line better and vice versa. I think, good players going against each other is the best way to get better, and that's what camp's all about. So you get in there, and you know, everybody's rusty at first, and throughout camp you get a lot better. And I saw everybody on the O-line get – you know, substantially better, and I think it's the same way with the D-line, so absolutely.
We know that, you know, you got a chance at times last year to go up against the Browns' offensive line. How would you compare the offensive line this year with the new faces? And obviously They brought over Callahan as well, somebody who knows that offensive line and is doing a pretty good job so far. How would you rate the differences? How much better is this offensive line for the Browns?
I think they've definitely made some improvements. I can't speak on it a ton because last year when I came in, it was midway through the season, we were hardly in pads. It was a little different feel. But I think they've certainly made some improvements. For sure.
All right, Porter, Urban Meyer came and saw you.
I wanted to ask him.
So Ken hates Ohio State.
Hey, Porter, I went to Ohio State.
He hates Ohio State.
I'm beating him. Porter, let me ask you a question. You ready? You ready? Why'd you pick USC over Ohio State? Why'd you pick USC over the Buckeyes?
USC kind of jumped on me in the recruiting process a lot earlier, so they were there. They were around a lot longer, but really the determining factor is I had never I always played middle linebacker and quarterback in high school, so I never put my hand in the ground and knew nothing about defensive end, and Ohio State wanted me to play defensive end coming in, and USC wanted me to play outside linebacker, and to me it was just a little bit more appealing to kind of do what I've done and not put my hand in the ground and still – play that linebacker position that I was familiar with. So that was one of the main factors there.
I don't know. Sounds shady. Those men
I
of Troy.
USC too.
Those men of Troy. A little bit shady. That's all I'm saying.
I would have done it. I would have done it too. Porter, we thank you very much. I would have picked USC too. And Lyman can just go ahead and choke on that. Porter, we thank you. We thank you for the time, buddy. Enjoy your day off. We're looking forward to watching you coming up this Sunday.
Awesome. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Porter Gustin joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.